Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Not the kind of day where you think of power outages, but you never know. Devontae Lewis joins us now, Public Service Commissioner, talking about Entergy Louisiana now, trying to harden the grid. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well today.
Let's talk about this. By the way, I wanted to tell people before I get into this, if you follow me on Twitter, at TTuckerWWL, I just retweeted something Newell tweeted, and he called out the public officials about the move afoot to make it harder for people to obtain public records in Baton Rouge, and how that really, I don't know if any politician, you're welcome to call me as well, can make a case for it, how that's in the public interest, I'd like to know. But it's a little bit of what we're talking about here in a way, Devontae, about Entergy trying to rush a decision on hardening the grid. And you're talking about a sizable amount of money. Tell us the whole story, if you would.
Absolutely. So about 16 months ago, Entergy filed a two-phase $10 billion plan to harden the grid, or what they call resiliency. However, on last Monday, they filed a $1.9 billion amendment to now be pushed through. It got added to the commission's agenda on Wednesday, and then we took a vote on it on Friday. And so, I mean, it was a very quick process. Even in that meeting on Friday, we even modified their proposal that they submitted on Monday to change the cost allocations for the industrial users from taking on 33% of this cost to 16% of this cost. And so this was a big, big proposal that really did not see the light of day, and that bypassed all of our procedures. My colleagues suspended the rules. We ignored public comments. We did not have buy-in from all of the parties that had intervened in the case to follow along. And so it's created a big controversy and a big mess, and I'm actually really disappointed of our commission.
You voted against this, correct?
I did, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't even know how you go about sorting this out, Commissioner, because you got $1.9 billion projected way into the future. Did Entergy tell you what they wanted to do with it?
Yeah, so what they are doing is they are replacing poles. I mean, I want the public to know, when we say resiliency, we often think about things that can prevent damage from the storms. This is not what this did. We hardened the grid. So we are replacing about 150 poles. There's a bunch of feeders being changed. Not a single line will be buried underground with this $1.9 billion. And when we think historically, since Hurricane Katrina, we have given our utilities around $7 billion worth of restoration and repair costs, 100% covered with interest. And so to double down with $1.9 billion that doesn't use any new technology, doesn't talk about concrete poles, for example, burying lines underground, creating alternative technologies that keep the power on, it's really convoluted. And I mean, I think one of the biggest things that you may hear some of my colleagues say that I completely disagree with is that Entergy has skin in the game. They don't. One of the things that I push for was saying, if we're going to give them this money, let's lower their profit margin, and they only get to get this their profit margin back if they come under budget and on time. My colleagues disagreed, and we changed that. The skin of the game is basically Entergy will pay a fine and not get recovery costs if a pole falls down in a federally declared emergency, which means all of their skin is solely based on Mother Nature and not on their company and their shareholders.
I just have to say this, Devante, at this juncture, because when you were running for the office, you were billed as the guy in Entergy's pocket, were you not?
No, I was billed as the Entergy's worst nightmare.
I thought that your opponent tried to say that you were in Entergy's pocket or something along those lines.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I just want to point that out, just in terms of what you hear during campaigns and what actually happens. I just thought it'd be interesting to take a step back and talk about that. So when we come back, Devante, take us through this whole thing, because I know they're guaranteed a fixed rate of return, right? They're guaranteed a profit. That's the way a monopoly utility works. So then how do you sort out who pays for what and operating costs? Because if stuff breaks, eventually it's going to be passed along anyway, so they meet that rate of return. You can take me through the whole process when we come back, because it is a little bit confusing, I think, for people and for me. Devante Lewis, Public Service Commissioner, he's not happy about the $1.9 billion grid hardening plan, and that's in quotation marks, because it's really to kind of fortify the system and replace poles, which needs to be done. But I guess who pays for that? Then you get back to fixed rate of return. We'll sort it out. I'll sort it all out when we come back. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 8:56, 4 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Devante Lewis, Public Service Commissioner, about a $1.9 billion plan that was approved for Entergy to, I don't know how you want to refer to it, Devante. Is it not harden the grid? What would you call it? Maintenance?
I would call it maintenance. Yeah, this is not, they're calling it resiliency. I would call this just hardening and traditional operations and maintenance.
So when it comes to that, they're guaranteed a rate of return. And we only got a couple of minutes here, but maybe you can start it. Let me read two texts and then you can take us through it. I can show you three power poles near my house that are practically laying on the ground because they're leaning so bad. Okay. Why doesn't insurance cover Entergy's losses during a hurricane instead of charging customers a hurricane charge on my bill for years? How does maintenance factor into a fixed rate of return? Because one way or the other, it's going to be an expense and we're going to pay for it or not?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think those are all good questions. And that was something that I directly questioned Entergy on. So when you talk about their rate already includes operation and maintenance costs. Entergy has a rate increase before the commission right now where they are having $5 billion of distribution and transmission planning. They have an outside, if you look on your bill, a distribution rider that also collects money to improve their distribution. And then now we just approved $1.9 billion of enhanced distribution and transmission planning. And so this is the real challenge. Like, as you mentioned, utilities have the right to a return if they produce and provide services at the least cost available and they are prudent about them. However, the key word in that is opportunity. They don't have a guarantee to make all that money. But the challenge is, the commission, we can't come back and say, well, you over-earned this year, so I'm going
to
dock
that. That's what I wanted to ask you. They are guaranteed a minimum return, but there is no ceiling, right? There's a floor, but not a ceiling?
That's correct. Okay. So we have to be extra prudent in how we review things, because if they come back and let's say they over-earned by $200 million, I cannot punitively come back and say, well, let me reduce your rates by $200 million, because that is me being arbitrary and capricious. So we have to be more proactive as commissioners to really think about these questions today, because when we get down the line 2-3 years from now, I can't come back in and say, guess what? You've been collecting too much money. Let me lower your rate. And so it's really creating a situation here where the utilities are getting, building, and customer bills are constantly going up unless we do something different.
When, as it relates to the transparency of Entergy's books or any utilities books in a public service commission, do you get to go in and audit what they're doing and see where the money's going?
Absolutely. This is why I'm fighting so hard for a rate case. Every utility is supposed to have a rate case. Entergy has not had a rate case before the commission in 10 years.
What is a rate case, Devante?
A rate case is basically a full audit. We go in, we look at everything that they say it costs them to run their business, and we audit it. But for the last 10 years, we've been doing what's called a formula rate plan, which is just a revenue adjustment. I am pushing hard to say 10 years is too long for us not to look under the hood and see every dime that Entergy's spending. And especially with this new approval from last week, I think it's important that we do that.
You have to come back, spend an hour with us one day. We'll go through Public Utility and Public Service Commission 101. Thank you, Devante Lewis. We'll talk about quiet quitting when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.